And so we're right in the crux of our last nine here, and we're starting out with libertarian free will seems to have a trouble with divine foreknowledge. Mm. So God exhaustively and infallibly knows all past, present, and future events that transpire in his creation. Mm. Pretty standard idea of God. He kind of knows all things. He knows the future. He exists outside of time, and so he kind of is able to look down upon the timeline of creation in a way that we can't really fathom, but we can kind of get it in our heads that, okay, he doesn't learn things. He's kind of looking down, and he knows it in a special way that only God can kind of know. This is known as the doctrine of foreknowledge. So something that's built up that is almost a characteristic of God here. But according to libertarianism, unfortunately, our free will is indeterministic, and one could have always chosen differently than he did. So how then does God know what his creatures will choose? If we come to the fork in the road, we have the right and the left. Let's assume that those are our only two choices. If nothing is constraining us or is factoring in how we choose which way to go, how does God know?
Then we could choose either direction,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That we will choose a way where he knows the future that it doesn't upset his will, his plans. Revelation is written. If whatever you think of Revelation, all believers or all Orthodox Christian believers believe that Jesus is coming back at some point in time for a certain purpose. How are we to know the end of, you know, the joke of, I know we win in the end because I've read the end of the book. How does God have the ability to tell us these things? And then within the confines of Scripture, how is God able to say Jesus will be born? Bethlehem is going to be his birthplace. Mary's going to say yes to being the mother of Christ, that Joseph isn't going to run away, mm-hmm. that the Magi is not going to go back to Herod, all these things. So how is it, if we can choose alternate possibilities, are we able to, how is God able to have a knowledge of what's going to take place in order to say, thus saith the Lord, this is what will happen?
Yeah. So that's, so that seems to be a really serious problem, right? I mean, here we say that God knows all, and so he has foreknowledge of what's going to happen. But what Christensen, I think, is pointing out here is that's inconsistent with the idea that at any point we could make any decision, right? So if that's the case, then if we could make any decision at any point, then whatever God thought he knew, we might say, we might change that because we made a different decision,
right?
So it gets, so the problem is the future cannot change the fixity of God's past knowledge, right? He knows it. That's what foreknowledge is all about. Therefore, the future itself is fixed, not merely because God foreknows it, though. And here's the issue. It's fixed because he has foreordained it.
Right?
That's the solution to this. And what God foreordained, that's how he knows it, right? Mm-hmm. He foreknew. So the libertarian makes the creator kind of dependent on the creation. God has to kind of look forward to see what we're going to do, and then he has to kind of respond to that, and
that's,
I guess.
I think that's a big point. There's the aseity of God. He exists independent from his creation. He didn't have to create. But here, there seems to be a knowledge type where he has to let creatures do kind of what they will, and he kind of maybe bats them back in, like you put the bumpers up when your kids are just learning to bowl.
Well, he can't do it too much if they have libertarian free will, right? Because but, now he violates their free will
at some point in time. It seems to be a sticky wicket,
maybe. Right. And so and of course the libertarians understand this, and they respond to this divine foreknowledge in different ways depending on their theological commitments, right?